No, certainly not. I mean, maybe after the first 2 minutes.
Yeah, you know, discounting those.
Yeah, absolutely. But then, you know, the guys, we've been talking about it all week. We had to keep the tempo and keep them on the back foot as much as possible, because we know how dangerous they are. And if you hold on to the ball against a team like Newcastle, you know, you can get results. And we did that. And I thought the internationals that came back were fantastic today. Absolutely superb. And it was great to have them back.
In the first half, you played so intelligently with the wind against you, kept the ball in hand and just asked questions of the Falcons that they couldn't answer.
Yeah, and again, it comes back to the bit of stuff we've been working on all season, that patience aspect. And you can't have patience without accuracy. And our accuracy was brilliant. I think Tim Visser and Rob Buchanan are in tandem all game, and they were, again, fantastic with that. Just that little bit of accuracy, when to throw the offload and when not to. And when you've got like guys like Rob Shaw making great decision after great decision time and time again, it just makes it easy for everyone.
And then in the second half, the game's gone one, but you're still, the line speed in the Newcastle 22 is just phenomenal today.
Yeah, and again, that just goes to desire. You know, Nicky used to talk about, you know, getting off the line all the time, the communication, how loud the pitch is how determined the guys are, and the desire to get off the line and hit somebody, and the subs coming on making a big impact as well. Guys like Kyle Sinclair, who was, you know, chomping at the bit to get on as well. So you can't fault the guys 1-23, and it was a fantastic effort.
You'd had the fortnight off after the disappointment of the Anglo-Welsh. Was there a bit of frustration worked out today with that 7-try performance?
Yeah, I think so. And one of the biggest frustrations was that we didn't really fire any shots against Exeter. We sort of went down there and sort of lost more slowly than them, which was not very good. So we said, right, we're going to fire shots today. And whether we lose or draw, we're going to come off the pitch knowing that we gave it a good go. And that's what we did. And we came out on the right side of the ledger.
And just this say to the rest of the Premiership that when Harlequins do fire those shots, you're a very dangerous side to come up against.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, you know, take that with a bit of a pinch of salt. I mean, the Premiership, you've seen the quality of size, Exeter, Saracens. But, yeah, we don't mind sort of, you know, going about our business in the 5th, 6th, 7th region. And, you know, hopefully we'll sneak up on a couple as the end of the season draws to an end.
And for John to keep you as captain this week, obviously with Danny coming back as the club captain, he may have given the armband to Danny, but he made a point of giving you the captain's armband this week, and that must have spoke volumes to you about what John thinks about you and what this club thinks about you too.
Yeah, it's a very proud moment for me. I mean, to captain this side in any competition, let alone the Premiership, and then when to get all the internationals, it wasn't a hard job, I'll be honest. I mean, I look to my second row, I've got James Horwell, former Wallaby captain. I look to my side, and I've got Chris Robson, former England captain, and behind me, I've got Nick Evans. So it's not the hardest job in the world, I won't lie, but yeah, I mean, it's fantastic for me to run out the tunnel first, and with those sort of guys behind you, you know, it's very, very nice, you know, for me as a player.
Must have been nice to tell them what to do, though, for a bit.
Oh, you don't tell Horwell what to do. There's no chance. You don't tell Marlowe what to do, let alone anyone else. So, I mean, you know, just their experience and, you know, sort of I'm getting a bit excited and saying kick to the corner, and they're saying, actually, we'll take the three here and we'll go again. So, you know, as I said, it's not the hardest job in the world.
And just finally from me, you've got the fortnight off now before Saracens come up at Wembley. It's a chance for the international players to rest and for everyone to really get themselves fired up for the last 4 weeks of the campaign.
And we've got to look at it as a massive advantage. Every other, all the sort of the top six, five teams are involved in Europe. We're not. We can rest our bodies, but that means we can't sort of lack that game, that enthusiasm, energy that you need at match time. So we've got to use next week wisely. Maybe have a little hit out on sort of Thursday or Friday. And then when it does come to the Saracens, we're going to be fresh, we're going to be raring. And hopefully, you know that Saracens rotate their squad. They're going to be a few guys, maybe carrying a few knocks or a little bit tired. And then we've got the opportunity to really take it to them at Wembley on what should be a great track and a massive atmosphere.